Yeah, big day. It was. It's been a long time coming. We're in the final, 1974. I was listening to your interview there with Shane, and he mentioned they name dropped a few people who would have played in that final in 74.
Yeah,
Liam Munigal, guys like that. So it was a big day for the school.
Yeah, was the school in the final as well in 2010? I thought I'd seen somewhere.
Came around. Pat McGonigal had a team with Conor Kerry and Brenton McLaughlin. Ryan McLaughlin played in that one, and again we came up short. So it's
great to get over the, line. The game itself had to go to extra time. You were leading both times, so you seemed to be in the sentencing most of the match.
Yeah, well, I suppose at the time there wasn't much between it, but looking back, I suppose on the balance of play, we were the better side. I think over the course of the 100 and whatever minutes, 20 minutes, any football that was played, I felt that it was our side that was playing the football. You know, the lead we took, although it came by a penalty, there was some good play involved in that. James McKinney played a great ball into young Evan Tweed, who was fantastic yesterday. He was man of the match, and Evan was taken down. Cahill Farn put away the penalty, so put us one up. The goal they got was kind of it was a scrappy affair, from a free kick, which was. I think on the balance of play, we were well deserving of the victory.
I know there's a lot of work as under the school teams. I know you can be, I suppose people can be off days from school and it's getting the time for training and things. So it's a great achievement to win one of these competitions.
I've said it a number of times this year. You know what I mean. At the end of the day, it's all about the young boys, and they deserve all the credit that's going, and things like that you've mentioned, training and stuff like that. Their attitude to training, their desire to play football, to want to come out in wet and miserable days. We trained, I've said it so often, on a Friday afternoon, and that in itself says everything you want to know about the young fellas. Like, they always turn up, and they've done their training, and yesterday was just a reward for that, a very fitting reward for all the work that they put in.
It's just a reflection lately on the way things are going in a shown area, I suppose. You have the school, you have, for example, Glenn Gadd, you have the Oscar Trainer team, everything's, the soccer fraternity down there seems to be going well at the moment.
It is, of course, yeah. And that has been said as well. I think people like Dermot O'Brien and the fellas who work with the National League in terms of the development squads and things like that, and as well as that, people at the various clubs who give up their time and the bits and pieces of coaching that people are doing is obviously paying off, and all of that together. I don't think it's one person that's ultimately responsible for the success that's coming in and showing. It's all the people working together, and as you say, Glengad, please God, will get a result tomorrow. The Oscar Trainer team are flying at the minute, and then you have ourselves, which adds to that list.